the angel of the Lord. And we find here that this is the first interaction in which the angel of the Lord deals with somebody. I think about the angel of the Lord in the psalm, for it says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him," that he is their protection. He is a deliverer. And we see that he was the one who delivered Hezekiah's from the armies there. And he was the one who came with the battle plans for Joshua. And so he is seen throughout the Old Testament scriptures as being a deliverer. And we find him here in verse 7. It says, "And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain of the way to Shur." What's interesting to me about this passage is that the first person that the angel of the Lord delivers is Hagar. That really does strike me as, you know, as a rather odd thing. Here we find the story where Sarah and Abraham decided not to trust the Lord, and he went into to Hagar, and she had a child. And as soon as that happened, Sarah and Hagar didn't have a good relationship. And so it says here that Sarah dealt hardly with her. She was very harsh, and she fled from her face, and she took her child with her. And it says, "The angel of the Lord said to Hagar," it said, "Sarah's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go?" And she said, "I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai." And the angel of the Lord said unto her, "Return to thy mistress and submit thyself unto her." And the angel of the Lord said unto her, "I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude." And the angel of the Lord said unto her, "Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction." Goes on to describe that. And then it goes on, verse 13, it says, "And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me?" And so there is a little bit of a uniqueness in this passage where she knows that she has seen God. She's looked on the one who is constantly looking on her. And as we look at this passage, we find that when we say, "Thou God seest me," that does not mean nearly that the expression we might use to our kids, "I've got my eye on you." that would connote something of a watchfulness in a certain sense. But clearly, we're going to see from how the Lord handles her that he is making a promise to her, that he cares about her. And so when the Lord sees someone and his eyes are upon them, it means that he is going to provide for them. Because he is completely aware of their entire need. What I find interesting here is I think there's a reason why it was Hagar. Why it was Ishmael. Why you say, we know that this wasn't a good thing. It wasn't right. It wasn't a step of faith. And we know that Ishmael his lineage is not that good. You know, there's something true about Ishmael. He is the son of Abraham. And I think there's a reason why God allows this to take place, because he's going to make a promise, even though of the nature in which Ishmael is going to go. God says, I've made a promise to Abraham, and I'm going to bless his seed just as I'm blessed, not in the same degree, but he's going to bless them and uses similar language that he uses for even the covenant promises. What's interesting is we can turn over in our Bibles a few more pages to Genesis chapter 21. And we find here again, Hagar is on the run. She is not sent out with as much vigor this time, but the famous passage is quoted in Galatians 4. Sarah says to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son." And this truly was what God wanted. And so he gave him provision, and he sent Hagar away. And yet she wandered here in the wilderness, and she came again to a fountain. And she puts her son down. He says in verse 16, "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God, same person, angel of the Lord, called out to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, "What aileth thee? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. What connects this passage, that I don't think this occurs at the exact same place, but God's provision for her in both is noted by a well. In fact, back in chapter 16, it says where she gives the name to God, "Thou seest me," it says, verse 14, "Wherefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi." There's a place here where they were able to, they named this well of water where she was at, "Thou God seest me." I think there's an element here that for my own life and for our lives, we can take a great lesson from this. Do we believe that God sees us? That He is intimately involved in the lowest of our lives, that He is aware of our needs, that He hears our cry? I think I receive encouragement from the fact that Hagar was the one whom God had chosen to demonstrate this aspect, and He continually gives her provision to meet her needs. So we know that for our sake, is God doing it because we're great people? No. He's doing it because of another, a promise that He made to someone else. Just like He does to Hagar and to Ishmael, so God blesses us because we are in Jesus Christ. When I think towards this, I realize, you know what? This is the way that I need to live. Think about this. This woman had a great need. And she was desperate. She knew that she could not meet that need. In fact, she put her son down and said, "I don't want to have to hear him die." That was the extent of her need. And you think about her desire. What would Hagar love more than her only son? So here it is, this element of absolute need, also with the greatest passion and desire of her life right there. And it's all coming crashing down for her. And yet she was okay because God saw her need. You and I ought to live our lives every day with the assurance, my God sees me. I ought to live with a sense of weakness in my life that says, I need God, just like Hagar needed Him to intervene. Because even if we don't recognize that, that is true in our lives. We need God. We ought to be like that mother holding their dearest desire and just taking it to the Lord and saying, God, it's in Your hands. And placing everything before Him because He sees us. What's really interesting to me and why it caught my attention as I was reading through this was because, and this will not take long, but I'm just going to highlight a couple more passages. If you turn over to Genesis chapter 24, verse 62, it says, Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairoi. For he dwelt in the south country. This is the moment right before he is going to meet his wife, Rebekah. Do you think he knew that Abraham had sent his servant off to find a wife for him? I think so. I think he knew that God had sent off this servant and that when he came back, whichever woman he came back with, that's who he was going to marry. Would that make you a little nervous? Would that be a little intimidating? It's interesting that we find him by the well, Lahairoi. In the place of fear, in the place of anticipation, where did he go? He went to the place that was, do you think he knew about the story of Hagar? Absolutely. Absolutely he knew about this story and what God had done. It did. And why the naming of the name and these things. He was going to the Lord in his time of need and saying, I know that you see me. And you say, well, maybe you're drawing some things from this. Well, just turn over to Genesis 25. After the death of Abraham, in verse 11 it says, and it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac. And Isaac dwelt by the well, Lahairoi. Where God had met his need, where God had met the needs of those that were around him and his stepbrother, he said, I want to live right here. I want to dwell in the place where I am confident in trusting a God who is taking care of me. That is the Christian life. Yeah. Dependence upon God. Looking to Him and knowing that it's not about myself, but it's the fact that He cares, that He hears, that He sees, He will provide no matter what my need may be. And I want to encourage us with this thought here. Thou God seest me. And this is a truth for each and every one of us. And we can live, if we live with that reality every day, moment by moment, then our lives will be filled with prayer. Be filled with calling upon Him and saying, God, I need you. I need you. I know you see me. I know you hear. And we're going to see God do amazing things in our lives. I'm going to close this with a word of prayer here. Dear Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your grace to us, for your love to us in Jesus Christ, and how you have planned that grace and that love to us for eternity. And Father, you are a God who sees each and every person in this room, who knows every need. And Lord, you have sovereignly placed everything in our lives so that it would be for our good and for your glory. Lord, we know that to be true. But Lord, we ask you for the grace to believe in our heart and continue to call out to you on a moment-by-moment basis, to call upon your name, the name that we've seen here even this evening, and believe it. And to see you answer our prayers and meet our needs. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, thank you so much. We're going to have a little bit more of an abbreviated service today, and that's intentional. Our plan here is to have...